Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
The Pulitzer Prize in general nonfiction goes to Evicted, Poverty and Profit in the American City by Matthew Desmond.
That was Pulitzer Prize Administrator Mike Pride announcing the winners of the 2017 Pulitzer Prizes at Columbia University. And as you heard, the nonfiction award went to Matthew Desmond. The committee says they awarded him the nonfiction award for a deeply researched expose that showed how mass evictions after the 2008 economic crash were less a consequence than a cause of poverty. Well, Matthew Desmond is a professor of the social sciences at Harvard University and co-director of the Justice and Poverty Project, and now a Pulitzer Prize winner as well, and he joins us. Matthew Desmond, welcome back to Radio Boston, and congratulations.
Thanks. It's great to be back.
And so how does it feel to be a Pulitzer Prize winner?
It feels like this will help people understand that there's a massive affordable housing crisis. And I'm grateful for that. And I think it's a moment just to be grateful for all the people that contributed to this book, especially the people that opened up their lives to me in Milwaukee.
Yeah. So tell us more about that. I mean, having you back, we're having you back not just to congratulate you, even though, of course, it's well-deserved, this award, but I also want to hear an update on all the research that you've been doing. Because when we talked to you after the book first came out, I mean, you told us some shocking numbers about how many people and how frequently they were getting evicted in Milwaukee over the course of your research. Remind us of the depths of the problem.
Absolutely. So I think that when most folks think about the typical low-income family today, we still think about public housing or them getting some kind of housing assistance from the government. But that's not the case. You know, only about 1 in 4 families who qualify for any kind of housing help, be it a rent-reducing voucher or public housing, get it. 1 in 4. And so the typical case, actually, is a low-income family living in the private market and spending the majority of their income on housing costs. So today, about 1 in 2 poor renting families spend about half of their income on housing costs, and 1 out of 4 of those families spend over 70% of their income just on rent and utilities. And yeah. Under those conditions, evictions become incredibly commonplace in poor neighborhoods. And so just in Milwaukee, for example, every 2 years, about 1 in 8 families is forcibly removed from their homes if they're renting families.
It's a stunning number that hasn't become any less stunning since the time that we first talked to you. I mean, for example, you wrote about so many families in your book. One, for example, Arlene, she was raising 2 small boys. Her rent took up, what, 88, almost 90% of her income? She was evicted several times. Do you know what's happened to her since then?
Absolutely. So one thing that my family and I have done with proceeds from this book is start a foundation for the people in the book. It's called the Evicted Book Foundation. And so we've been able to come around Arlene and work with her and stabilize her housing situation. And we've moved her into 2 different kind of apartments. And she's no longer facing eviction. And what was really telling about her response to that, what she was really proud of when she finally was able to experience housing security, is that her youngest son, Jafaris, could go to the same school several consecutive years. That's what she was really happy about.
Yeah. It's funny, these things that we may take for granted, which are so significant for people who are suffering. Matthew Desmond, your book asks us as Americans to rethink a fundamental presumption that a lot of folks may have had, that the presumption being that people were getting evicted because they were poor and couldn't afford the rents. But the thing that you challenged us with the book is that evictions themselves, the housing crisis that followed the financial crisis, may be the thing that's deepening or causing persistent poverty since 2008. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so if you look at someone like Arlene, you know, was her life really tough before she got evicted? Absolutely it was. Absolutely it was. But did her eviction make her life much harder? Did it drive her deeper into poverty? And I think the answer is absolutely. You know, eviction causes loss. Families not only lose their homes, but kids lose their schools. You often lose all your stuff, you know, your possessions, which are piled on the street. It takes a good amount of time and money to build up a home, and eviction can delete all that. It can come with a mark, right, a blemish, if it's processed through civil court and that can prevent you from moving into a safe neighborhood and decent housing, because many landlords count evictions as a strike against your record. Public housing authorities do the same, which means we're systematically saying no to families trying to get into public housing, probably the folks that need it the most.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have studies that link eviction to job loss. We have studies that link it to higher rates of depression several years after folks are forced out. So I think when you add all that up, when you take that all in, I think we have to conclude that eviction isn't just a condition of poverty, it's a driver of it too.
Yeah. Well, there have been some changes as the result of your book. In the book Evicted, you wrote about how women were evicted at much higher rates than men, and how that feeds into additional trauma for victims of domestic violence. Do I have this right, that the Department of Housing and Urban Development may have taken steps to address that?
They did. They did. It was really encouraging, you know. And, you know, this was a part of the book that was about these things called nuisance ordinances, which hold landlords accountable for their tenants' behavior. And that behavior is based on a lot of 911 calls. So if you're a landlord and I'm your tenant and I'm calling 911 a lot, you might get a citation, you know. And, you know, in theory, those kind of laws are to mitigate police action for, like, loud parties and other things that, you know, police could have spend their time better on, you know. But in reality, the folks that are calling 911 a lot are domestic violence victims, mm-hmm. you know. And so when landlords get a citation, what they often felt like they had to do was evict the tenant, evict the victim of domestic violence. And so, man, that means we were putting these survivors in this terrible position, right? You can either choose to call 911 and risk eviction, or choose to not call, you know, and risk what comes next. And so we took that finding to Milwaukee Police Department. They changed their law. The ACLU started a campaign that drew on the results of that research. It's called I'm Not a Nuisance, and they've got the law changed in cities around the country. And then after the book came out, I had a meeting with some senators who eventually wrote a letter to HUD, and HUD issued broad guidance to put federal law back on the side of domestic violence survivors. So we did have a victory both at federal and local levels on this one.
And the senators you met with, Elizabeth Warren and Sherrod Brown?
Absolutely. They were in the room, and they were I think they connected to the book and had a very clear sense that, you know, folks in their communities in Massachusetts and elsewhere are hurting, are crushed by the high cost of housing. And they saw this is a clear wrong that they could right in a expedient way, and they did.
Yeah. You know, Matthew Desmond, since you mentioned Massachusetts and Boston in particular, this question of the rental crisis in greater Boston is something that we have been focused on for quite a while here at this show. And just to remind people, I mean, Boston has the third effective highest rental rates in the country behind New York and San Francisco. And as you know, the administration of Mayor Marty Walsh has tried to take steps towards housing stability. I mean, they have an office of housing stability now, and they've offered plans to do things like offer a tax credit for smaller landlords who may keep rent below market rate. They want to seek methods to provide evicted tenants with legal assistance when they're served with the notice to quit, and possibly even allow tenants a right of first refusal if they're living in a condo or a home that's being foreclosed. And they're also now requiring landlords to notify the city's housing of office stability in cases where there is an eviction, because there's a lack of data here in the city. I'm just wondering if you see those as effective measures to stave off the eviction crisis right here.
I think that, you know, Boston is in the midst of incredible pressures when it comes to their housing market. You know, the average rent, you know, in Boston, I think for a two-bedroom apartment, it takes more than the average American salary, household salary. You know, it's an incredibly high housing cost city. And I'm encouraged by the steps that Mayor Walsh is taking and his cabinet is taking, because they recognize that, you know, this is a problem that can be addressed in a lot of different ways. You know, it can be addressed in the court system. You know, we know from studies that legal assistance in housing court can make a big difference, you know. And it's important for just our listeners to recognize that, you know, you have no right to an attorney in civil court, in eviction court. So most folks who are summoned to eviction court and are facing homelessness, they don't have an attorney standing between them and homelessness. And, you know, the mayor is taking steps to rectify that. And I think he's taking steps to work with effective public-private partnerships to expand the availability of affordable housing in the city. I think the bottom line on this issue is, like, whatever we care about, whatever our issue is it health disparities, is it educational inequality, is it community stability, the lack of affordable housing is at the root of that issue. And we need to have serious, bold steps to address this problem.
Well, Matthew Desmond is a professor of the social sciences at Harvard University and co-director of the Justice and Poverty Project. His book, Evicted, Poverty and Profit in the American City, just won the Pulitzer Prize for General Nonfiction. Matthew Desmond, congratulations once again, and thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me back.
Well, Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Kathleen McNerney, Jamie Bologna, and Allison Bruzek. We had help today from Caitlin O'Keefe and Cassandra Sunt. Tim Skog is our technical director, ably assisted today by Michael Moschetto. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.